Time to talk hockey, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Red Gendron. Coach, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and it feels good to be able to say it's game week for the Black Bears.
Yeah, it does feel good. Our team is obviously very excited.
Well, I'll bet. So what changed this week once you got the news?
Well, I mean, obviously it is very uplifting for everybody involved. You know, practice for 3 months, you know, without playing a game. Obviously, everybody's real excited, and you know, it changed the mood a little bit. The mood was great up until a few weeks ago when, you know, we had games on the schedule, but we didn't wind up playing them, and then it became pretty difficult for a lot of our players and everybody involved.
Well, you have to go on the road, and for a while you'll be on the road, but I have to assume at this point you're just happy to be playing wherever the ice finds you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this year obviously is different than any other that I suppose anybody can ever remember, and the odds are it will continue to be strange. You know, bottom line is to be getting ready to play, and then because you know, have cases, you know, you could be not playing, or somebody that you're playing against develops cases at the last minute, and you may be playing somebody else who happens to be healthy over the weekend. So, I mean, that's just the nature of it right now. And as you pointed out earlier, it's all about getting the play at this point. Doesn't matter against whom, where, or when. Let's just play games.
Well, it's a real tribute to the players and to you and the staff as well, and really everybody in the athletic department, that you've been out there practicing for all this time and no positive tests. You've been doing it right.
Well, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had any confirmed positive tests, but the bottom line is, you know, the virus does what it does, and I think sometimes there's a negative stigma attached when somebody contracts the virus. So you must have been doing something wrong, you know. You snuck off to a house party, or you went to a bar, or you did something that put yourself at increased risk. And as we know right now, with cases being what they are around the country, that's not the story in every case. And our players have done a lot of good things, you know, by disciplining themselves and wearing masks at practices and in the games and all those kinds of things. So that's great. And we're just excited for the opportunity that we have in front of us this weekend.
We're talking with Maine coach Red Gendron here on Dantown. Well, let's look at the matchup tomorrow night. What do you think will be? What do you think you have to do well against New Hampshire?
Well, you know, first of all, we're playing on their rink, which is 15 feet wider than ours. So the game's a little different in some respects. And usually, when you're playing on a bigger surface like that, you have a little bit more time. But sometimes you take more time than you should, and so that leads to turnovers. So clearly for us, it'll be about managing the puck. That'll be important in the game. But then at the end of the day, it's still about us playing to our identity. You know, UNH hasn't played yet. We haven't played yet. We know some of their returning players, and we can go back and look at their systems and whatnot, which are, they could possibly change, but that's less likely. But at the end of the day, the game's going to come down to the players on both sides. You know, the players are the ones most impacted by this in so many ways. And I think it's fitting that they get to decide, you know, more than ever, in my opinion, how this is going to wind up.
From a coaching perspective, obviously, you see guys in practice, you determine your depth chart based on that. How much of a factor, how do things change, I guess, once you see them in game action?
Practice is practice. And, you know, we played five five different blue-white games during the during the course of this. And if we hadn't have been interrupted with some false positives and, you know, a couple of other things that transpired, we probably would have had at least six and possibly seven of these games, you know what I mean? And that's still, no matter, even if you're playing an intra-squad game, and certainly with practice, as hard as you try to replicate game speed, intensity, you know, the overall tempo of execution, it's virtually impossible. So the point being that you don't really know where your players are at until you've had the opportunity to play some games against outside competition. So see plenty of cases in the past where some guys look great, and then all of a sudden you get in a game and, you know, the dynamic changes for them a little bit and they struggle. And then there are also times when you don't think a player is really that ready, but for, you know, or you don't expect him to do a whole heck of a lot, and then he surprises you on the positive side by doing more than you had anticipated.
What are you most looking forward to tomorrow night?
I'm looking forward to being behind the bench. I mean, this is what we do. I mean, I have to admit, you know, I've gotten a little emotional about it lately. You know, it's what we do. And for me personally, the hardest part is that it's so much of the time, you know, there's a feeling of powerlessness, of impotence, you know, because you can't change the situation in some cases. You know, it is what it is. And when you see your players struggling, even little things, but things as simple as being able to give them answers to their questions. And in normal years, you know, the answers are right on the tip of your tongue. But now as coaches, we've had much less ability to control situations than ever. And when you're trying to help other people out and you can't, and you feel powerless to do it in certain situations, that's difficult.
Well, we're so glad you get to do what you love to do tomorrow night as the Black Bears return to the ice against the University of New Hampshire. Red, we wish you luck this weekend. Thanks so much for being with us, as always, and we'll check in again next week.
Well, looking forward to that, too. We'll see you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Red. Red Gendron talking Black Bear hockey on Downtown. Our main Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the main Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.